Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, and Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esbas Rachel, Shishu Zechrafan Yerzim Kahagon, a big car of Mamish. Now we have one last Mishnah regarding Dinim of a Jewish king. The Mishnah says, Ein Rechem Al Susai, no one's allowed to ride his horse. Ein Yashval Kisai, no one's allowed to sit on his chair, no sitting on his throne. Ve Mishtamshin B'Sharitai, no using his scepter. Ve Ein Reinos like Shumastaper, no seeing him when he's getting a haircut. Ve like Shuarim, not when he's unclothed. Ve like Beis Amerchatz, and not in the bathhouse. And why all these things? Shenemar Kazabasik says, Soim Tasim Alechem Elech, you shall place a king over your yourself. And what do we learn from here? Shatei a masay alecha. His fear should be on you. You have to have a certain fear and respect of him and all these types of things. Sitting on his chair, using his horse, so on and so forth, detracts from the fear that a person is supposed to have of a Jewish king, and therefore one is not allowed to do them. And then moving on to Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, this goes back all the way to the first parak where we're discussing different batei dinim, and the first thing we had mentioned was a case of dinei mamonos requires a bezdin of three dayanim. So the Mishnah says, dinei mamonos, when judging a monetary case, bishlai show, we have to have three dayanim. How do we get these three dayanim? So Zebar lo Yachav, Zebar lo Yachad, Ushneim bar lohen oid achad divrei Meir. Rameir says we have our two litigants, our two bali dinim, Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven picks a dayan for himself, Shimon picks a dayan for himself, and then Reuven and Shimon together agree on a third dayan. That's how we get our three dayanim. Whereas the Chum say that no, it's Shnei hadayanim bar lohen oid achad. The two dayanim, the one that Reuven picked and the one that Shimon picked, they choose a third dayan without Reuven and Shimon's input. Now we have a number of other machlokesim between Rameir and the Chumim. Meir says that both Reuven and Shimon can passel the other person's dayan. Reuven can say, Shimon, I don't like your pick of dayan. And Shimon can say, I don't like your pick of dayan, Reuven. Whereas Chacham say, Emasai, when is this? Bizman shemevi alein raya shein kreven upsulin. That's only if one of the baladinim brings a raya that dayan is a karav or a pasul. But he can't just say, I don't like your dayan. I don't want him to sit in on our case. Avol mahayu ksherim, if they're ksherim, oim mumchim, or they're real experts, ein yachol pasulin, he can't passel them. Another machlekes from Meir Chamim, zepoisal edo shalzev, zepoisal edo shalzev, divrei Meir. Rav Meir says, the Reuven can passel Shimon's edim, or the other way around, obviously. As referring to in our example, let's say that Shimon says, I have two groups of edim. I have two pairs of edim that can testify on my behalf. So in this case, Rav Meir holds that Reuven could team up with another guy and say, your first group of edim that you brought are really passel, and they're not able to give edos. And it's not considered like he's negei bedavar, like he has a vested interest and that we can't trust him, because anyway, since Shimon said, I have two pairs of edim, Bazin will tell Shimon, look, Reuven just passeled your first pair of edim, go bring your second pair. Now, Rav Meir, of course, does agree that if Shimon only has one pair of Edim, so then Reuven is not able to team up with another aid and passel those group of Edim because he's considered a Geba Eidos. Whereas once again over here, Vacham and Vacham argue and they say, Emesai, when is this? Bizmanchu, maybe Aleim, Raya, Shein, Krevim, Epsulim. That's only if he's able to bring a 100% Raya that their relatives are Psulim. Avam Hoik Shem, if they're Kosher, any Achal Paselin, he can't passel them. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up 12th Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continue to discuss Dayanim and Edim and how to have a proper Din Tyra. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.